I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The International Monetary Fund issued a dire warning today. It said the global economy has entered a dangerous new phase and that persistent economic problems in Europe and the United States could drag those economies back into recession. The IMF warning comes just after Standard & Poor's decided to downgrade Italy's credit rating, and while Greece continues to face the possibility of going bankrupt within the month. The World's Clark Boyd begins our coverage.
The move to downgrade Italy's credit worthiness didn't come as a total surprise. After all, the country has Europe's second-largest debt level. Italy has tried to address its problems recently by passing harsh and unpopular austerity measures. But on the growth side, Italy hasn't been quite as successful. Giorgio La Malfa is Italy's former Minister of European Affairs. He says that at this point, the problem is political, and it rests with his old boss, Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi.
The Berlusconi government obviously lacks credibility, both internally and externally, and therefore one of the elements which Italy would need would be to make a clean break with this situation. So what we would need would be to have a government, a new government, without Mr. Berlusconi as Prime Minister.
For his part, Berlusconi says that the credit downgrade didn't reflect reality. He also promised further measures to kickstart economic growth. But the move by Standard & Poor's has quickly put one word back on people's lips here in Europe: contagion. Marc Lanceneur is an analyst with Societe Generale Private Banking.
The timing is bad because the Greek situation is not solved. You're just adding gasoline onto the fire. That means the markets are going to be more volatile, and investors will have negative sentiments.
The Greek government is still trying to convince the European Union, the European Central Bank, and the IMF that it deserves the next round of bailout money. Greece says it needs that money, more than $10 billion worth, or it will be out of cash by the middle of next month. In the past week, it has proposed raising property taxes. That was met with protests. And now the Greek government is considering slashing public sector pay and pensions again. And that was met with, you guessed it, more protests. Protesters in Athens today burned tax papers. Vasilis Zanakis is with the Greek Confederation of Civil Servants in Athens.
We just said once again to the government that it is enough with all these measures. We paid already by cutting our wages. We paid again by increasing taxes. If they continue in this direction, you will see that the situation will get worse and worse.
EU, IMF, and European Central Bank officials are still saying, publicly, that Greece can avoid defaulting on its loans. Banks from across Europe are carrying that Greek debt. A default, then, could spell more economic turmoil, more contagion.
There's no reason why this has to be a complete disaster for Europe.
Paul Bluestein is currently working on a book about the global financial crisis.
If European governments face reality and get their banks in some kind of shape for the market reaction, which is likely to ensue. But, you know, find me the European politician who is eagerly awaiting the chance to stand up in front of the voters and say, we have to put more taxpayer money into the banks, and I'll show you a two-headed zebra.
For The World, this is Clark Boyd.